Public health advocate Aaron Brockovich is leading a campaign to pressure state lawmakers and officials to focus more resources on combating the deadly Legionnaire's disease. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, Brockovich says New Yorkers are at risk of seeing even more cases of the disease if major steps aren't taken.
New York State has among the highest rates of Legionnaire's disease in the country. It's a type of pneumonia that is contracted when people breathe in water droplets that contain Legionella bacteria. The state bolstered its efforts to combat the sometimes fatal Legionnaire's disease in 2015 after an outbreak occurred in the Bronx. Legionella bacteria that developed in water cooling systems there killed more than a dozen residents. But the famous public health advocate Aaron Brockovich says the state's response was inadequate to a much larger issue.
We need to start having a serious conversation about where the sources of our water issues are coming from, looking at our municipalities and the treatment of our water, where we could be making changes to reduce further outbreaks of Legionnaire disease. And so we're up here today having that conversation, one that's long overdue.
Brockovich and the Alliance to Prevent Legionnaire's Disease are calling on New York lawmakers to replace the state's outdated water infrastructure system and test more frequently for Legionella bacteria. Governor Andrew Cuomo has called for a $2 billion investment in water infrastructure projects throughout the state. An outbreak of Legionnaires occurred at St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse in October of 2015 that sickened at least three people. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.